After 7 months of research and a month-long pilot program by Columbus Police, the committee attempted to answer questions that cities across the country have grappled with when adopting body cameras. Gary Daniels with the ACLU says, for the most part, the committee did a pretty good job, but there were three recommendations that he says missed the mark. First, says Daniels, undercover or plainclothes police officers should be required to wear a camera. Take, for instance, the fatal police-involved shooting of Henry Green last spring, says Daniels. The officer who shot Green was in plain clothes.
I'm not saying that body cameras would have revealed 100% what went on in that incident, but it might have helped. There's no doubt about that.
George Speaks from the city's public safety office chaired the committee. He says undercover officers should be an exception. In that situation, wearing a body camera could give them away.
Officers who are plain clothes or undercover are in very different situations. Drug buys, etc., and you certainly do not want to telegraph to the folks he's interacting with that this person is an officer.
Next, the ACLU and the committee disagree about how much discretion an officer should have in choosing to turn the camera on and off. The ACLU says keep the cameras rolling, but Speak says because of Ohio public record laws, every minute of that footage would be accessible to the public, and there are instances where that could be a problem.
You have a confidential informant who is giving an officer information about a neighbor who's committing a crime. Let's assume it's a gang, for example.
Lastly, and maybe the most hotly contested issue, is the question of when the officer is allowed to view the footage. Daniel says if officers can view the footage of a disputed incident before filling out their report, something like a police-involved shooting, they could change their story in order to cover up their mistake.
But you have some officers out there that'll fudge the truth, especially if the camera doesn't adequately capture what went on. And body cameras, you know, we're not talking about Hollywood productions with multiple cameras and everything.
George Speaks says this was the most debated topic amongst the committee. And although they considered the ACLU's recommendation, they were swayed by another study funded by the Department of Justice.
Video footage will help lead to the truth about an incident by helping the officers to remember the incident more clearly. In other words, accuracy will be enhanced by an officer looking at the video.
Cities from New York to California have debated this question, and the vast majority have decided that, yes, officers can review the footage immediately after any incident. But there's a few exceptions. Commander Chris Peters from Parker, Colorado Police Department is one of four jurisdictions in the U.S. to adopt the ACLU recommendation.
Got some accolades from the ACLU on our policy, and we worked very closely with them in developing it.
Peter says they've actually made a compromise. If it's something like a routine traffic stop, officers can view the footage and include that information in their report. But there are certain instances when it's prohibited.
As if they're involved in a critical incident. And what we mean by that is like an officer involved shooting or other serious use of force.
Peter says if an officer is suspected of any wrongdoing, or if prosecutors might have to get involved, that officer is not allowed to review footage from the related incident. And Peter says that policy follows protocol that's been around since before body cameras.
It's standard practice that you're not going to have these officers talk amongst themselves before they give a statement. They're also not going to view surveillance footage from a gas station. Logically, it just makes sense that we're just going to continue not to introduce any outside influences before they make a statement.
Parker, Colorado is small. It only has 75 officers compared to nearly 2,000 in Columbus. But Peter says this policy could work in any department, no matter the size. Esther Honig, WOSU News.